Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Matilda. It was to have been a small chapel. She was building it for the tenant farmers who lived on her land. Now it was on fire, the dull red and yellow flames clawing at the night sky. And my Lady Matilda was making her way toward where I stood.
Father, Father Anton, it's not true. It's not true, is it?
They say it was Otto.
No.
Otto and his brother Henry.
No, no, Father, I won't believe it. My sons are wild, but they wouldn't burn down a house of God.
As yet, it is only rumor.
Of course, it must only be rumor. It must only be.
But why deceive you? They were seen.
Yes, I know, Father. I try to tell myself my sons are innocent, but I know better. Yes, they started this fire. But why? Why?
Why? She knew why. So did I. So did the peasants. And by midnight, the mob had formed. By morning, the two young men responsible for the fire would be dead if the mob caught them. But Prince Otto and Prince Henry had taken to the swampland.
Henry?
What?
I think my soul's going to burn in hell.
Shut up.
Your soul too, Henry. I mean it.
And I mean shut up.
Even if we keep silent, it won't change anything. We're doomed. In a few hours, we'll be dead. No one ever came into this swamp and left it. You know that as well as I do. Even if we should find our way out, the mob would catch us. And they'd burn us alive, Henry.
Stop your babbling.
It's true.
I won't tell you again.
You're just as scared as I am. You can pretend all you like, but I know...
Now will you be quiet?
How easily you strike your own brother.
I'll do more than strike you if you don't hold your stupid tongue. Now I warn you, Otto, I warn you, don't try my patience.
What will you do? Run me through with your sword? Yes, yes, you're quite capable of that. Well, do it. Kill me, Henry. At least it would be a quick death.
Are you in such a hurry to find your way to Hades?
What? Henry, don't talk that way. Don't talk like that.
Why not? After all, it was you who introduced the subject of hell. I hope we don't have a storm.
Henry, do you think there is such a place?
Look at the sky. There's a storm coming, all right?
You didn't answer my question.
Question? What question?
Do you think there's such a place as hell?
No, there's no such place. No hell, no heaven.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You really believe that, Henry?
Of course I really believe it.
That would be awful if you were right. I mean, even hell might be better than just nothing.
Oh, Stop your whimpering. You talk like some stupid peasant.
Well, I'm not like you, Henry. I'm not brave.
Stop cringing.
I'm scared.
Don't make me ashamed of my own brother. Otto, you and I, we're princes. Our father was a king of Germany, and we're his sons. Listen. Did you hear anything?
Only the frogs. Must be 100 million frogs around here.
At least they provide us with company.
Henry, do you think that anyone will come into this place looking for us?
No, they'd be too scared.
But then, Henry, we'll die in here. There won't even be a priest.
Priest.
Henry, we've done an evil thing, and I'm scared. I'm scared, Henry. I'm scared.
Kill you if you don't hold your tongue, so help me, I'll kill you.
Don't. Hit me, Henry. Please don't hit me. Please. Mother.
The mob surrounded the fringes of the marshlands, but none dared enter the wilderness. Real danger and superstitious fears were reason enough to keep them out. And so the long night wore on. At 3 a.m., I went to the feudal palace. The Lady Matilda was still awake.
Is there any news, Father?
Not yet.
Where are they?
In the swamp.
Do you think so?
Well, it's the only place where they'll be safe from the mob.
Oh, if only I could talk to the people.
Oh, it's too late for that. I'm afraid your sons have never been too popular.
Yes, Father.
And now?
Yes.
Well, now they provided the peasants with an excuse. An excuse for violence. And usually violence needs only the flimsiest excuse.
Oh, my God, where have I failed?
Well, you can't blame yourself.
But they're my sons.
And they rejected you as they rejected God.
But why, Father, why?
Because they've given their allegiance to the devil.
Oh, please.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's true.
Are they so bad?
Only God can ever quite know the answer to that kind of question. One thing is certain enough. Your sons knew right from wrong.
Yes, they knew.
Yes, they knew through you because you're their mother. They knew through me because I was their tutor. They were taught about God. It was part of their education, and they turned against God as Lucifer did.
Oh, don't say that. Please don't say that.
Forgive me, but they're not pagans nor heathens, except by choice. They chose to be what they are. And you are not to blame.
A storm coming up, and they're out there. Somewhere out there in that dreadful place. And I can't help them. That's the terrible thing, Father. I can't help them, except by prayer.
Then pray. Good night. I'll stop by in the morning. Perhaps we'll know something by then. Good night.
Good night, Father. Thank you for coming. I turn my heart to thee, as I think of thee, thy love and thy compassion flows through me, and my faith in thee is renewed and restored. If I have sometimes wondered what is the reason for my being here, now I know. I am the candle of thy love. Thou hast lighted me with thy life, and I am here to shine even in the darkness. I am here to reflect thy image, Lord, to reflect thy glory and manifest thy loving kindness. As the stars and the moon and the sun shine in thy universe, so will I shine and be the transparency for thy light. This is my mission in life, to let thy light shine through me, so that it may reach out through the darkness couldn't penetrate even the wilderness. Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
No use, Otto. No use weeping salt tears for our mother. You'll never see her again. Never see her sanctimonious face again.
But she's our mother.
By an accident of circumstance.
Don't talk that way, Henry.
I talk as I please. And I do as I please.
We did a wicked thing. Burning down that church.
Oh, it was no church. Not even a chapel. Just a wooden structure that had no right being there.
But she was building it, and it was to be a chapel for the peasants.
Building it with our money. Our money, Otto. She had no right spending it. It's ours. As all the land is ours, as all the property is ours. What's the matter with you? We've always done things together. We've always been like one person, always thought alike. But of course you were never in danger before. Danger makes a difference.
I can't help it, Henry.
Well, being scared won't help you now.
Aren't you scared, Henry?
Not the way you are. Watch out! Watch the tree!
Oh, Henry, what are we going to do?
Stay under these trees. What else can we do?
But it's an evil place. Everyone says the swamp is evil.
Oh, shut up!
Oh!
Now, what's the matter with you?
Snake.
Where?
Look.
Well, maybe it's the devil.
Stop it. Stop talking like that. It's gone. It's gone. I didn't see where it went.
I've seen at least 20 snakes in the past hour, so stop your whining. It's going to pour any minute. Get under this tree.
Henry.
What?
Was it worth all this?
Too late to worry about that.
I wish it wasn't. I wish it wasn't too late.
Have you any word about them?
Well, we're certain they're in the swamp. That's all.
Certain?
And they can't be too far inside the swamp either. Perhaps less than a mile. Although that's far enough.
How do you know this, Father?
Well, we heard a voice. A shout.
Only I could just go to them.
No.
If I knew where to go and what direction.
Well, the swamp is no place for you. Or anyone else.
And still our Lord is there.
Yes. Our Lord is there.
Perhaps they will find him. Perhaps they will find him and see his face. Oh, Father, if I could only go to them and lead them to him.
I believe you mean that.
Oh, I do, I do. I must go.
To lose yourself in that swamp? And to die?
He is there, Father. His light is there in that darkness. And his light is shining through us. And where he is, there is no darkness and no evil.
I confess, your faith shames me.
Oh, no, no.
Well, you take a lantern. It's a dark morning after the storm last night. Now, you'd better wear heavy boots, and so will I. I'll come for you in about half an hour. And we'll put our trust in the Lord.
I'm hungry.
You think I'm not?
Well, we must eat something, Henry.
We'll probably poison ourselves.
Well, there are plenty of berries.
And we don't know one from the other. We've got to get out of this place. Take our chances on the road. We can find our way there.
Oh, I am tired. I'm so sleepy and hungry.
You were right last night.
We may never get out of here.
What?
That's right, Motto. I have no more hope than you have. Unless we find our way out of this place today, this is the end of us.
Henry, Henry, please. I depend on you. You're the strong one.
What does that mean?
Otto, I'm as scared as you are.
No.
Oh, I don't mean I'm scared of death, as we think of it.
The unknown? Is that it, Henry? You're scared of the unknown?
All right. Call it that. Whatever it is that's beyond the grave.
But you said there was nothing.
I know what I said.
Well, then, you didn't mean that.
Only a fool could mean it.
Well, then there is a hereafter. But you still laugh about it.
No. I just had a crazy thought. I was thinking that when you die, someone should be there to take you by the hand and lead you through the gate.
Henry, she always said there was someone there.
I was thinking of that, too. She meant Christ.
Yes. She meant him. Henry, you've changed.
No. I haven't changed. I've simply dropped my, let's call it bravado.
Oh.
You shed yours the moment we were in danger. Took me just a little longer to shed mine, that's all. You know something, Otto? I don't feel half bad about it either. It makes you feel relaxed. I'm not fighting anymore. What was I fighting, after all? Whom was I fighting?
Our Lord.
Funny how danger can change a man. You see death walking beside you, and you start thinking about God.
But Mother always thinks about him. She must be praying for us now, Henry.
And we need her prayers. And it's good to know someone is praying for you. Because in the end, that's all there is between you and what comes after. Just a prayer.
Henry, we've always known about God. We knew what we were doing when we did the awful things that we used to do. Why? Why did we do them? I always have, Henry.
The eternal darkness of the Black Swamplands. As the Lady Matilda and I probed our way deeper and deeper into the treacherous marshes, I held little hope of our ever getting out. No one ever had.
The light shines in the darkness.
Yes, the first chapter of John the Apostle.
Father, as our Lord is the light of the world, so his light can shine through us and beyond us, even through the darkness of this swamp.
If we ever get out of this place, I shall have a lot to learn from you.
Father. Father, look.
A natural phenomenon. Phosphorus light. You often see them in swamps.
No. No, it's pure white and radiant.
No, stop it.
It's no swamp light, Father.
It's not what you think either.
Isn't it? Are you so sure?
No, I'm not that sure.
Don't you see? It's there to lead us. It's there for us to follow. It seems to be saying, follow me.
Almighty God, is this one of thy miracles? Is it thy light manifesting itself before us? Is it the light of this woman's faith in thee?
Come, Father, follow it.
Patience, patience. Take care where you walk. Let
me go first.
Do be careful.
It moves. The light moves now.
Yes, follow it.
Give me your hand.
Our Lord has forgiven my sons. He has forgiven them and shown them his light.
He must love you a great deal.
But he loves us all. If we'd only see that.
At moments, the light seemed to take first one shape, and then another. Oh, was it our imagination? Once we had the impression of seeing our Lord. Then we seemed to be looking at his mother. And the next moment, there was just the radiance of the light itself. And there was music within us, as though a heavenly chorus sang the praises of the Lord within us.
Henry. Henry, it's no use. I can't go any further.
I know.
We're going to die in here, aren't we?
Not without a prayer.
What?
I said, not without a prayer.
But prayers won't help us. I mean, I don't know.
I do.
It just doesn't sound like you.
Oh, yes, it sounds like me. The me inside me. The me that cries out to my Creator. The me I tried to stifle when there was no danger.
But you keep saying that...
Because that's the way it is, Otto. In the end, no matter what we've been, we turn to God. Because there's no one else to turn to.
She always told us that, didn't she?
Maybe what she taught us hasn't been wasted on us, even if we did reject her teachings. Otto, come. Kneel down beside me.
Kneel?
I want to pray. I want to say a prayer she once taught us. Come, Otto, kneel. Lord, we are unworthy, yet we feel thy divine presence about us, and we feel thy power. Thou art always near us, in thy forgiving love and compassion for us. And thy light shines for us to see thee. And even though we have sinned against thee, thy hand reaches out to us. O Lord, if we are about to die, thy hand is ever ready to lead us through the shadows. We know we are not worthy of thy love, yet we know we have but to ask for it. O Mother of God, intercede for us, we beg thee.
Henry, listen.
Henry! Otto!
Father Anton. It's Father Anton.
We're here!
Oh, thank God. Thank God, Henry, did you hear?
I'm not sure. I was
Henry!
Praying.
Otto!
Over here! We're over here!
We?
Someone's with him.
Otto, look.
Henry.
My God.
It's a light, Henry. It's a ghost. Henry, please.
It's no ghost.
Henry, then what is it?
Henry! Otto!
It's gone. The light's gone.
Henry! Otto!
It's all right, Mother. We're safe. Stay where you are. We'll come to you.
Did you see?
They were on their knees, praying.
Mother.
Oh, my dear. Oh. And my darling Henry, my darling.
Mother, forgive us. Forgive us.
Don't you know you already have been forgiven?
Didn't you see the light of your mother's face,
my son?
Dear. It guided us to you. And it will guide us to safety out of here.
Oh, it's there again, see? The light of our Lord's love for us all. shining through the darkness. Come. Everything is all right.
She built her abbeys. She established her many religious communities throughout Germany. Saint Matilda, through whom the light of our Lord was so brilliantly reflected. She educated her two sons to love Christ. Yes, they sought to rebel. But in the end, they knew that only a prayer stood between them and a dark eternity.